There's 10 days left until the deadline for the UK to make a deal before exiting the European Union. And last week, Boris Johnson was able to strike a deal in principle with the EU. But the difficulty is whether Johnson can get it through a fractured parliament. Toby Hemming has the story.
Order! Order!
It was the first time in 37 years that the British House of Commons had sat on a Saturday. But Boris Johnson's attempt to pass his newly minted deal with the EU fell apart when an amendment proposed by the independent Oliver Letwin passed. The Letwin amendment passing rendered Johnson's attempts to pass his deal as meaningless.
Have a meaningful vote has effectively been passed up because the meaningful vote has been voided of meaning.
Anne McNaughton, senior lecturer at ANU College of Law, says that the Letwin Amendment was designed to keep the option of a deal on the table, even if negotiations fell apart in Parliament.
Certainly the Letwin Amendment was to prevent an accidental crash out. The Letwin Amendment really, in essence, appears to want the legislation that would give effect to the agreement put before the House first so they can debate it and discuss it and consider it.
The deal Johnson was able to strike with the EU features a different approach to the issue of the Irish border, which has previously been a critical sticking point. Anne McNaughton explains.
It had been about having a hard border going across the island, so between the Republic of Ayr in the south and Northern Ireland in the north. The solution now, which is what the EU 27 had proposed 2 years ago, is to have a border down the Irish Sea, which basically is, in a sense, an east-west border. What that de facto means is that as a matter of law, Northern Ireland would leave the European Union with the rest of the United Kingdom because it's one polity for these purposes when the Brexit deal, whenever that should happen. However, practically speaking, Northern Ireland would remain in the customs union and the single market of the European Union in circumstances where goods that were moving into Northern Ireland were actually going to continue going into the EU through, for example, the border through to the Republic of Ayr.
This approach has, however, drawn the ire of Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, whose 10 votes in Westminster could be critical to any deal passing. Despite this, Anne McNaughton believes that Johnson has a chance to get his deal through.
I wouldn't be completely dismissing the possibility that Boris Johnson can get the agreement through. I think it's extremely tight now because it would have to be debated, the fine detail seen and satisfied the Parliament, all parliamentarians, which is a big ask. I am inclined to think that the date being significant because Prime Minister Johnson has set so much store by the fact that the UK would leave the EU on the 31st of October.
The practical ramifications of the Letwin Amendment passing means that under previously passed legislation, Johnson has to request an additional 3-month extension from the EU. The likelihood of no deal is still on the table with 10 official days left. But Anne McNaughton doesn't doubt the potential for these two sides to continue negotiating.
Everyone will be sensible and will be pragmatic and they will re-engage looking to the future and the future relations. But negotiating with someone who's outside your tent or outside your house is different to negotiating with someone who's inside the tent. We are still only talking about the process of leaving the EU. So we've got a withdrawal agreement which is simply about leaving the EU, managing the transition out of the EU. The political declaration, which is non-binding, and it is exactly that, a political declaration which is appended to the withdrawal agreement, is about paying attention to how the future relationship might start to take shape. In other words, all of this time and energy and effort has been expended on leaving the EU. They're now going to have to turn around and negotiate how they re-engage with the EU as a third country. So this EU-UK matter is by no means spent.
Toby Hemming speaking there with Anne McNaughton, senior lecturer at ANU College of Law.